Welcome to Shomach Shov and Adav, your sponsor, Lui Nishvas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Kiddushin Daf Ayin. This Daf is full with Agadata, and we're going to be learning, as we usually do in these type of Dapim, a few Nekudas that come out from the Daf. So the first Nekuda, the majority of the Daf follows the statement of the Gemara, Kol HaPoisel Posel. Anybody who's Poisel others, he himself is Posel. Ve'eino Medaber B'Shevoch Elohim. And it's not as derech to speak to a shvach of anybody else. That's how Rashi explains it. The Maharsho says a little differently. He says that who is this person we're talking about? Someone who's always poisel others. All he does the whole time is speaks about the bad the other people have. And he never says shvach about anybody else. He can't give a compliment. He can't say to anybody a good thing. And the Gemara concludes and says, Omar Shmuel b'mumah poisel. Someone who speaks bad about somebody else, he really has that mum. It reflects on him that he has the problem. And this is the famous sentence called a poisel b'mumo poisel. Anybody who's poisel others, it reflects that he has the mum. So first, we'll start with what was brought down in a few svarim, and we have it both in the Litvish Torah and in the Chassidish Torah. The Nefesh HaChaim in the Sefer Ruach Chaim and Ovas Perek Bei Mishneh Aleph brings it. And so is brought down the name of the Baal Shem Tov. In different versions, we're going to quote the way that Ari Nachal in this week's Pasha's Lech Lecha brings it. The idea is that everybody sees things the way he perceives the world. The way the Ruach Chaim says it, we have the Pasuk, Kimayim haponim laponim, kein leva odom laodom. A person, when he looks at somebody else, it's really like he's looking in the mirror. Everybody sees, when he looks at somebody else, he sees a mirror image of himself. So if he has a problem and he looks at his friend, he sees the problem by his friend. Because whatever bothers him, whatever he has internally as an issue, that's what he sees somebody by somebody else, is like looking in the mirror and seeing his own issue. And the way it's brought down in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, it's even more than that. Someone who's a tzaddik, someone who is 100% okay, he will never see anything bad by somebody else. He sees the world in perfection. He sees the good that a Yid has. If he sees something bad by somebody else, the way the Baal Shem Tov says it, that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending him a sign that he has that problem. Because why is he seeing the bad? Well, why is this bothering him? What's going on over here that there's this thing that he can't see the perfection of the other Yid? He sees something wrong in somebody else. The reason he sees something wrong, it's a message from Shamayim, you yourself have this problem. You have to go and do tshuva, go fix yourself. And the Baal Shem Tov adds, once he fixes himself, that will cause the other Yid to be fixed as well. Because the only reason that other Yid had a problem is for the first person to realize his issue. Once he fixed it, his koyach of tikkun of tshuva will affect his friend as well. And very appropriate to connect to here what the Sfasema says. So Sema says, when we burn the chametz, we also burn the candle that with that we look for the chametz. That's the minhag Yisrael. Why do we burn the candle? The candle's not chametz. Says the Sema, something that the whole purpose of that thing is to find something wrong. What does the candle do? You're looking for chametz. You're looking for something wrong. So the whole purpose of this candle is to find the bad, to find something which is wrong. That thing needs to be burned as well. Any person who could see only bad by somebody else, all he sees the negative that another Yid has. Instead of seeing the Maila, that means he himself has a problem. That either, as the Nefesh HaChaim says, it's the mirror image of his own self, or that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending him a message, he needs to burn the bad in order to see only the good by the other Yid. And that's the oimik of the tefillah. Adirabo ten bilibeinu shenire malas chavereinu feloy b'chisroinu. We should see the mile of our friend, not the chisorin. Because seeing a mile of our friend reflects on you that you have the mile. If you see the chisorin, that means you have the problem. That's the real tefillah. But there's another gevaldik ha'oimek over here. Reb Tzadik HaKoyim brings it in the Sefer Dervet Tzedek, Oizdal, the very long oist that we mentioned in the past. And he brings two sources to it. One is the very choshev sefer called Shushan Soiders, which was written by the Talmud of the Ramban and is quoted by the Arizal, and the sefer Torah Se'ula of the Ramah. And then in parentheses, the Tzaddik says that some sefer was me'arer on the Ramah. Maybe the Ramah didn't know what he was talking about because he wasn't so book in Kabbalah. And the Tzaddik goes ahead to defend the Ramah. And the Soiders saying is like this: it's brought down that Nevi'im saw Kadosh Baruch Hu in the image of an Adam. Kimarit Tzuras Adam is brought down in the Nevuah of Yechezkel. Which image of which Adam? So they bring all this form that the dmus that a Novi sees is the dmus of his own image. Meaning when a Novi imagines the Kodesh Baruch Hu as Adam, he sees him as if he looks like the Novi himself. Explains the Tzadik based on our Gemara. A person perceives the world based as his own understanding, his own image. That's how he sees the whole world. That's why if he sees a moon by somebody else, that means he also has a moon, because he's seeing himself in his friend. The ultimate seeing of a person's self, the ultimate gilui, is to see himself in the dmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol. He relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way he perceives himself in the world. Dvar mamuki mioid in chidush atzum, but comes out from our Gemara. Anybody wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.